So I'm Tatiana Vieira from Radio X. We are based in Basel, Switzerland. We exist since 1998. We have been on air since for 18 years now. And right now we have over 180 volunteers.
And you also have migrant producers in your radio?
Yes, they belong to these 180 volunteers. But we also have people working here at the office doing different kinds of jobs. I don't think we have over 10 people who have a paid job here. Most of our workers are volunteers.
There are 10 people, and there are also migrants who work in the staff. You are definitely one of the migrant producers and staff members. Where do you?
Yes, I am the only migrant in the staff.
Okay. What is your background?
I am from Brazil. I've been living in Switzerland for 10 years now.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. We have a lot of. We met also a lot of people from Latin America. We had also one from Brazil on our project. She's in Near FM, and we also in our radio we have a migrant producer from Mexico. Very nice person. It's interesting. It seems that Latin American people do a lot of radio. I guess.
Yes, it seems that they are very active. We also have a show in Spanish, in which also people from Spain do the show. Mm-hmm. Well, the language is what unites them.
Yes. So it's two different broadcast hours, or is it one team, the Spanish people and the Latin American?
It's one broadcast on Wednesdays from 20 to 21, 8 to 9 p.m.
So, Spanish is one language you have, but we saw on your homepage you have a lot of migrant producers. There are
so
a lot of.
True. Yes. So we say we broadcast in 12 languages plus, because if we count the different Kurdish dialects, then we have more than 12. But this is the actual number. We have 11 shows broadcasting in over 12 languages.
Wow. I think that's quite a lot.
It is. Yes, we're very proud of that. We started with the main migrant groups. I think we had the Bosnian, Croatian show first, the English show, and later the others joined them. It was a process. It was actually a project. These shows were created inside the project, as part of a project that was becoming bigger and bigger, and also according to the new immigrants that come into the country. So we had last year, for example, it's not a show that runs for itself, but we had a project in which we work with people from Eritrea.
Yes.
There are many people from Eritrea living in Switzerland right now. I think it's 25,000 in the whole country. And we know that these people need this first information about how things work in Switzerland. And we decided to make small info windows, like in our program, providing this information that we think it's needed in the beginning when you move to a new country.
Yes, we saw it on your homepage, the information available on in different languages. But you said you do projects. How are they designed, those projects?
We work with the local integration offices.
Mm-hmm.
Radio X develops them as projects, because we always had this aim to achieve the migrant population and give them a platform and provide them with what kinds of information they need. So the creation of all these language shows was one of these projects. And then after we could settle them, we started carrying out projects in which we attended to the different new needs or different groups. And since 2008, we have the financial support of the local integration offices. And I say that in plural because we profit from the support from Baselstadt, which is a canton where the city Basel belongs to. And we also get the support from Baselland, which is the next canton in the countryside, that where we also broadcast, and they were always showed interest to support us. So this is happening since 2008, that we get the support from both cantons. I know all the radio stations in Europe because I have participated in international projects, and I know that this situation combined now to these support from the integration offices is giving us a privilege.
How do you get in touch with the migrant producers?
If every time we have a new project, I'll give this InfoFesta as an example. We contact every show and ask how much, if they are interested in participating, because they are not obliged to. It's they are very interested in participating. And it's also a way, in order to motivate them, we can offer some payment for the translations they do. So not for the recordings, not for other research they might need to do, but we can pay for this one sheet of paper that they translate. So it's also a way to motivate them to keep doing this job, to show them that it's, these language shows are very useful for immigrants because they have difficulties in getting information from other sources. The city of Basel is providing a lot of information, but they are brochures. So people who are not used to reading, they have difficulties, you know, in having to do that at once and on different subjects. So this is how it works. They usually say yes because of different reasons, also because they're getting paid for that. So it's like a small payment for the broadcast. And they translate, we record it, and we produce it, and they have to broadcast that in the show. And at that time is when they also get contact with their listeners. Maybe they get some feedback from the listeners. They want to do more, and they forward the questions to me, or even corrections, or even a small discussion comes up. That makes our job much more interesting because we see if people are listening to it, we get a feedback. The people who do the show get a feedback on what they're doing. And
you said the city of Basel is supporting you. Is this mm-hmm. with money or also with connections? Because there are two things a radio station need, or we experienced as one thing we need. One thing is that we need money, buy things to pay our mm-hmm. projects. And the other yes. thing is also to make a connection with the people. So mm-hmm. when they arrive in our country, they don't know what it is like here. They need mm-hmm. people to tell them. Is it the city of Basel who says, we teach you German and we teach you language, we teach you, and you can also go to this radio station? Or do you go to German lessons, something like that, to mm-hmm. tell the people, you can come to us, you can have a platform here?
The local integration office, they have their own program, mm-hmm. German courses and this kind of stuff. They do it by themselves. The whole context, like if we have partners in some of these projects, because as soon as we have the files, the audio files ready, we need to spread them somehow. So we then contact partner organizations that also work with immigrants and say, look, let them know that we have this info fence. And then they do it most of the time. But Integração Base, which is the local integration office, they give us financial support. Mm-hmm. And that's basically it. When we are organizing a new project, they also say, from their point of view, where they see that more information, more projects are needed, and they let us know. But it's a financial support,
mm-hmm. It's a financial support, and the networking is with other initiatives who work with immigrants.
Yes, and we need to build that up.
Yeah.
Now, after 18 years, we have a very big network.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, we needed to do that by ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Because it's an interesting question to how does the information come to the immigrants? Because it's also, you also need the information. There is a radio. I can listen to it. I can find it in the internet. I can hear it on the radio. I can even go there and do something in the radio. That's, I think that's an interesting point in that work. How to start it.
The shows do a lot themselves. They have their own Facebook accounts.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them have their own website.
Yes.
So they try to also put some information there about what they're doing in the show. They upload the shows after every show on their own platforms. Not everyone does that, but the ones who do have a bigger audience, because people are now tending to choose when they want to consume media, and it has to be in their own time and not when the show is running. And I think that's a development that is that is everywhere in all kinds of media.
Yeah.
Media consumption is changing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we also need to think about how we're gonna deal with that. Every show has its own way, its own pace as well, depending on their knowledge. If they also work with that, some people are not very into social media, so they are not very present there. But we are aware that this is also necessary in order to achieve more people, so that people know that we exist, that we do this kind of project. So we work hand in hand. We do our part as Radio X, wanting to promote all our shows. And they also do their part because they want to be heard. They don't want to be doing the show only for themselves.
Is there also communication between the different migrant producers and also non-migrant producers? So communication, how to go on, how to have, how to make things better? And do you
not in that level. We try to bring them together. The most successful initiative was the Musik Weltmix, which is a crossover show. We brought, for example, the Tamil show together with the hip-hop show, and they were talking about hip-hop, so the music was the subject of the show, and they were talking about hip-hop in their own, in their cultures. Like hip-hop is very spread in Sri Lanka, and it also came up from the lower class, and they're talking, trying to point out, you know, what's not good, social problems, and the same thing about how hip-hop developed and how it is today, you know, this gangster hip-hop. So they really were talking about that one thing, and this brings people together. I've noticed that the guys who from the Tamil show that took part in this special show, they were very interested. They liked hip-hop a lot, so it was very natural. And this was how we could bring them together. But this was very specific. bringing two shows together. When we tried to invite them here for other events, not many people came. So it's very difficult to do it on that basis. But we noticed that when we put something that might be interesting for both of them, then they come and they participate actively, and they exchange ideas, as we always wanted to do. But it's a difficult thing, especially because the volunteers, they come here for their shows and then they leave. So having this roof, feeling the roof on the top of their heads, like the hip-hop show belongs to Radio X as well as the Tamil show, it's difficult for them to get that feeling, especially if they don't stay very long. Like people who stay 1 or 2 years, they have that much less than the people who have been doing the show for 10 or 12 years. They get that much, they know what Radio X is and why they belong here and what kind of things we do. And that's this exchange, this intercultural context is very important for us.
That's an interesting point, because that's a question we also have, because Silke and me, we are also, we try to bring up an intercultural woman project, and we found the question, what is it, what is interesting? And what you say also with the producers, I think, okay, I talk a bit now, we found it also as a question for producers in common, not only migrant producers, but also the question, how is it they come and do their shows? They have all their different meanings they put in there. Some just want to make music. Some have political things they want to talk about, or have things they are interested in, like movies or whatever. But how to bring them together, to communicate, to really talk about issues that are interesting for a society. And it's a nice point you told us, that it was this special music who brought them together. I think it's a kind of a search we have to do. What is the thing that can bring people together
together.
Yeah. And talk to each other, and also to say these different cultures as a possibility to see things, to find new things.
Exactly. No. It was a wonderful experience. We have done that for 2 years every month. It was a monthly show, and now we are looking for other kinds of music. For example, we have no Greek show. And there was someone who said, I would love to do one, and I couldn't give her a positive answer, but now I'm inviting her to this crossover show to introduce Greek music. So we allowing having other kinds of music that that we do not cover in our program, in the languages we have in the program. So it's beginning to change, because we have done that quite a lot, and it became more difficult to find two teams to be together. But I think I can already say that I feel they have more, I don't know, they even if they have been in the same show with two or three other shows, they feel like the feeling of belonging to this radio, to this community, and being asked questions on something you know about. It gives them a good feeling, you know. They are the experts of that thing they have been doing for so long. And I think this is also a way of giving something back, you know, like rewarding the voluntary job these people have been doing for so long.
I think you need some support, or maybe you need some support to make it easier, the work. Do you need money or and other supports to make it easier to do this work?
I think this will remain a challenge, bringing people who do shows here together. This will remain a challenge, It depends on the people, it depends on their interest, it depends on us to have every now and again very attractive ideas. But in general, I think in order to improve Radio X's job as a whole, we would need more money. I speak from a privileged position. The radio stations in Switzerland just have received more financial support from the government than they have been receiving in the past years. So since July 16, we have more financial support. All of the radios that have a concession are getting more money from then on. So this is giving us some air, mm-hmm. some time to breathe and think, okay, where are we going to focus right now? So I think that, for example, especially when I talk about the internships for people who want to learn, what it is to do radio that we have, and people who work here from Monday to Friday and produce the contributions for our program. For these people, we could do much more if we had the financial support.
Mm-hmm. So
there are many things that we would like to improve, but I think there are other things that need creativity, that need initiative, and I don't know if we would improve the internal integration. It would be more professionalizing these internship we have, having more people who can carry on projects or support the interns. This would be the kind of improvement that would help us a lot.
For what? For more workshops, for example, or more staff members, or that
staff members, yes.
Yeah.
And maybe developing certain skills, like social media. I've said that this is becoming more and more important. We right now don't have anybody responsible for social media. Everyone is doing a little bit, and we would like to make that look much more professional, but we don't have the possibility to do it right now. So being able to hire someone or do a course or develop a new concept for web and social media, that would be great. And I don't see how we can do it without more financial support.
Do you think this should be in main language, in German, or in language like English, or also in migrant languages, different, like a workshop in Spanish, a workshop in, let's say,
in
Serbian?
Another language. The communication is mostly in German, and we require that at least one person in the team speaks German in order to pass information to the other members. You know, there has to be someone who we can talk to and who is the coordinator of the show. And in the best case, it's someone who speaks German and is able to answer to our requests. But according to personal competences, skills, people speak also other languages. I myself can cover 3-4 languages, and there are other people who speak other languages I don't, so it's possible. It's just that the communication, for example, especially via email, is in German. We also have, through Klipp und Klang, which is the radio school that provides the basic radio trainings in the German part of Switzerland, they have brochures in Turkish, French, Spanish, and English, besides German, and we can use them for the trainings, for example. And we have also other instructions in other languages that we always provide, that we always send to new members so that they can also get information from there. So it's already taking place, these trainings in other languages. If we build a group, if there are 4-5 new members in the Spanish, so we would try to give them a course in their own language. Because what we think is, it's important that people understand what radio is about, what Radio X is about, and what their role should be, how to structure their show. They have to understand that, and if they can understand that in their own language, they can even put much better in practice, either in their own language or in German. So it's important for us that they understand what they are doing.
What is the experience? What do they, what is it, what they learned, what the radio gave to them? What did it give to you?
the people who do the show?
Yes. So, for example, for me, okay, I'm not a migrant, I'm German, but for me this radio was a big empowerment, a possibility to meet people and also to find out my own abilities. This is one thing I experienced. So the question is, what do...
And you're asking me as a radio, as a radio station, what they gave us.
That's also an interesting point. One, the question was more what they got from the work in the radio as a personal experience.
Yes. That is also different depending on what they expect. I think the Italians get the opportunity to speak Italian to others and have this platform. I think the Arabs have the opportunity to show another side of Arabs. I think it's a mix of all this. But I think participation, feeling that you are welcome here, that you are, you know, we count on you for representing this language group here. This is a very strong. And speaking a language in your mother tongue and being welcome is also something unique in this kind of radio stations, because in all other places they have been discriminated against, even because they didn't speak German that well, and or their German is very little. So you don't have the same possibilities, and you are taxed as less educated because you don't speak a language very well. And I think this is a place where you can really feel comfortable because you're speaking the language you know the best, and this is also very important. I think it helps them to have more confidence to face the rest that is coming, which is being immigrant in a new country and having to find things and find out where to get help, to get information, and you know, the basic daily stuff. Yeah. So when you are in an environment where having another language, speaking another language is welcome, I think this is a different starting point.
You said what they brought to us, maybe as a last question. That was interesting. We don't have it on our paper, but it's an interesting thought. What did they bring us? What did the migrant producers bring to the radio station?
Yes. Well, without them, we wouldn't be what we are, right? So it's basically, they are the radio station. It's I think all the radios have a very, they have a huge project, right, to do. And we are happy to count on so many people from different cultures, and I mean culture in the broad sense of the word, like, you know, people from different scenes, from different countries, who speak different languages, different interests. coming together to build such a nice project. So I think without them, we wouldn't be.
Thank you very much, Tatiana.
It was wonderful. I loved it. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And
thank you.
Have a nice time. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye. Ciao. Bye.